My dear sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, last 17 years I was in Kenya as a missionary priest. While I was in Kenya during Advent, a lady asked me about the color of the candle to be lit on Sunday in Advent wreath. She also asked me about its symbolism and meaning. At that time, I was not able to answer her question properly. It was unfamiliar to me what an Advent wreath was. I belong to the Oriental Church, Eastern Church, and there is no tradition of an Advent wreath and candles in our church. I hope you know the purpose and the symbolism of the Advent wreath. My dear friends, today I am going to speak about the Advent wreath and the candles. For many Christians, Advent wreaths are a favorite way to celebrate the month of December leading up to Christmas Day. Although Advent wreath is popular among Christians, many are not aware of the rich meaning and symbolism embedded in the tradition. If we learn this meaning, we can appreciate it more. The use of the wreath and candles during Advent are long-standing Catholic tradition that was originally adopted by Christians in the Middle Ages as part of their spiritual preparation for Christmas. The wreath and candles are full of symbolism tied to the Christmas season. The wreath itself, which is made of various evergreens, signifies continuous life. The circle of the wreath, which has no beginning and no end, symbolizes the eternity of God, the immortality of the soul, and the everlasting life we find in Jesus Christ. The candles also have their own special significance. The four candles represent the 4 weeks of Advent, and one candle is lit each Sunday. Each candle represents 1,000 years. The 4 candles symbolize the 4,000 years the humanity waited for the Messiah. The first, second, and fourth candles are purple. The third candle is in rose color or pink. 3 of the candles are purple because the color of the purple is a liturgical color that signifies a time of prayer, penance, and sacrifice. 1 candle is in pink or rose color. The rose color signifies joy. The first candle, which is purple, symbolizes hope. It is sometimes called the prophecy candle. in remembrance of the prophets, especially the prophet Isaiah, who foretold the birth of Jesus. It represents the expectation felt in the anticipation of the coming Messiah. The second candle, also purple, represents faith. It is called Bethlehem candle, as a reminder of Mary's and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem. The third candle is pink or rose color, symbolizes joy. It is called the shepherd's candle and is pink in color. Pink is liturgical color for joy. And the third Sunday of Advent is Gaudete Sunday or Rejoice Sunday, and is meant to remind us of the joy that world experienced at the birth of Jesus, as well as the joy that the faithful have reached the midpoint of the Advent. On the fourth week of Advent, we light the final purple candle to mark the final week of prayer and penance as we wait the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. This final candle is called the angel's candle. It symbolizes peace. It reminds us of the message of the angels: peace on earth, goodwill toward men. My dear friends, today's gospel shows us John the Baptist preparing the people for the Messiah. How do we prepare of Jesus coming? We prepare for it the same way John the Baptist prepared the people of his time for the first coming of Jesus. John the Baptist told the people to repent. He told them to turn away from the sins. John the Baptist appealed to the people for a change of heart. That was a precondition to receiving God. Repentance is a precondition to receiving God. Welcome Jesus into our heart. A story is told of Satan, who complains to the Lord, "You are unfair." Satan told God, "You are unfair. So many sinners do wrong, and you take them back. In fact, some come back half a dozen times, and you always welcome them. I make one big mistake, and you condemn me forever. It is not fair." That was the complaint of the Satan to the Lord. Then Lord replies, "Did you ever ask for forgiveness or repent? Did you ever ask for forgiveness or repent?" My dear friends, repentance is a precondition to receiving God. Repent and welcome Jesus into our heart. The church encourages us to take the advantage of the sacrament of reconciliation to prepare ourselves to receive our Lord Jesus Christ. We need the spiritual preparation to welcome Jesus into our heart and home. Be prepared and welcome Jesus.